Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jacqueline Brown is the author of the interracial erotic romance novel Elusive Encounters. She holds degrees in sociology, social work, education, psychology, and theater and film. She's a photographer, documentary filmmaker, and a frequent guest speaker at national and international conferences on the topics of race and interracial relationships. Recipient of the Editor's Choice Award for Poetry from the National Poetry Society, Jacqueline's other published books are The Coals of the Broom Tree and Love Spelled Sideways. She lives in Harlem, New York City. Jacqueline Brown, author of the highly acclaimed interracial erotic romance novel Elusive Encounters, is our guest on This Week in America. Jacqueline, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it is our pleasure, and I'm really interested in the book, your background on a very important topic, and we'll get into all of that during the course of the program today. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that as we go through the conversation. The book Elusive Encounters, as I described, an interracial erotic romance novel. What was it about this genre that interested you to write this book?
Well, it started out, and people have asked me this, too, and I was trying to pinpoint the exact minute that I really started to think about this, but I have always loved studying about race and race relationships, even when I was a little kid, because living in New York City, you see such diversity everywhere.
Yes.
So I was always very, very curious about that. But the thing that I think that really triggered it was a very special Star Trek episode that I saw when I was a little kid. And when I saw these two stars of the show, and I said, you know, I think those two are going to get together. And sure enough, they did. And I was a little kid. So that kind of triggered it for me to even think about this even more.
You know, that's interesting. And to be honest, that wasn't the answer I was expecting. You caught me off guard with with that. You know, that's amazing where these ideas come from. What were your thoughts on that as a young child, as you're watching that and you're seeing the two of them come together? Remember what your initial thoughts were?
When I saw this, I was thinking I saw those two actors together. I said, well, I know those two are going to get together. I said, and I'm going to predict that they're going to do something together, and it's going to be very, very special. But that's the only thing that came to my mind, because I really enjoyed that episode. In fact, it was so important to me that I included it in my graduate thesis. So that's how much I really thought about this.
That is important, and something, it's amazing, something from childhood that stays with you and
has
sort of carved out a section of your career. A fascinating career background for Jacqueline Brown, our guest on the program. Elusive Encounters, the book we're talking about. The second page of your book states, everyone has guilt, secrets, and regrets. How do your main characters in the book, Elusive Encounters, how do they portray that in the novel?
Well, when the two characters finally meet, and I tell everyone it was not one of those, what they call a meet cute or cute meet. When they meet, they're very apprehensive and cautious with each other. But they both come with such serious baggage that it's hard for them to get together other than work-related. And that's what they do. They start out as work-related. But the main character, my female character, her name is Raina Clifford. She's a college instructor, and she's also a businesswoman. She comes with some personal baggage. And then she meets the billionaire, white billionaire CEO, who turned out to be her boss eventually, and he comes with some baggage also, but his baggage is much more dangerous than hers. And she realizes it later on that because she's associated with him, he has life-threatening situations happening, and now they're spilling over into her. But both of them have come to the planet and have worked through these things as children, where they have abandonment issues and betrayal issues and abuse issues. And they're dealing with this that still has not even gone away, even in adulthood. So he has some guilt. She has some secrets. They both have serious secrets. And then he has his abandonment that he's dealing with. And neither one of them deals with it easily.
No, they don't. And what's interesting is they struggle. And you would look at these characters that you've created, and they're very successful. Yes. They're still carrying this baggage. Everyone has guilt, secrets, and regrets, and that's exactly the case with the main characters in Jacqueline's book, Elusive Encounters, book available at Amazon, the usual places wherever books are sold. And on top of all of that, they've got emotion, so they're struggling with all of this, and it's so fascinating to see how it evolves and where it goes. I don't want to give too much of the book away, but it's a fascinating read. Did you experience any difficulties in choosing such a complicated and, for some people, probably a controversial genre of fiction?
Yes, I did. And I always tell people this when they ask me. They always ask me, you know, with any difficulties. And, yes, it was a lot of difficulties. And it's all personal because people, my friends, my former friends, when I finally published this book and I told them about it, they didn't want to be my friends anymore. Because they did not approve of the genre, the fact that it was erotic, is an interracial romance book, and it has some very, very steamy, steamy love scenes. And for that, a lot of friends that I had for years just abandoned me. They didn't want to talk to me anymore because you're doing this now. We can't have anything to do with you.
Wow, that's I guess they really weren't, you find out the level of friendship, don't you, when you do something like this?
Yes. And these are people I knew for years. Wow. For years. And all of a sudden, they're staying away. They're staying away.
Well, I mentioned erotic, just so you have an idea with the books. It's recommended for, it's suitable for age 18 and above, or a very mature 17 that would probably enjoy reading the book, because it's a book that's so well done on so many levels. And it's interesting. I'll come back to that here in a second. And the reaction that you're getting with the serious reaction, how about any unusual or funny things happened to you as you were writing the book and doing the book tours and the conferences with this book, this based on an interracial erotic romance? Anything funny or unusual that came up as you were promoting the book?
Yes, there were quite a few things, and I always had people laughing at them. I was at a conference one time. I've done several conferences. I'm lucky enough to do that. And after the conference then, I had people come up to me right there after the conference, and they told me that several things. And one thing that one woman told me that I thought was really, really funny, but I didn't laugh in her face about it, is that I only mentioned my book during my speech. It wasn't about the book. It was about a topic of interracial relationships. And she came up to me after the Q&A, and she whispered to me that she had the biggest secret to ask me and to tell me. And she said, "Jackie, do you have the phone number of the billionaire in your book?"
I love that. I love that.
And I very politely and assured her that I did not have the number.
It's a fiction, but go ahead, imagine whatever you want it to be and just dial a mystery number and see what happens. I love that. That is a cute story that obviously stayed with you. I remember the exact moment when that happened. When you started writing this, you mentioned the reaction of the friends. Did you know that you were taking, did you think you were taking a risk when you wrote Elusive Encounters?
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I know that the topic was very, very controversial. I knew that. And I found that out when I was in college in undergrad school, and I took a creative writing course, and I wrote a short story about a couple that was interracial. And the negative reaction that I got from my fellow students was surprising. Not from my professors, but from my fellow students about writing about this particular genre. So I knew things were not going to go well, but I didn't stop it. This is what I liked, and this is what my passion. So I really kind of ignored that. So I didn't know that I was going to be able to alienate people and lose friends because of it, but that happens, and that happens. Nothing you can really do about that.
Did you find it surprising? Go ahead, finish that thought, then I'll ask another question.
Oh, I was going to say that I am a very spiritual person. I attend church regularly, and at one point I made a mistake of telling a church member that I had written a romance novel that was kind of erotic and was interracial. And her reaction was that I thought at the time I was going to be burned at the stake, the way that she reacted to me. So I did not mention it anymore.
It became Jacqueline's secret after that point, and not saying anything. So you did not, in the vestibule, set up a little table selling your books after a service on Sunday. That was not that was not going to happen. But are you somewhat surprised? Or I mean, you live in New York City, you travel, you get international input. That in 2021 we still maybe have this attitude? Did it surprise you, especially coming from friends, their attitude when they found out the subject matter of elusive encounters?
Yes, I was. I was very, very surprised about it because all of my friends are very educated, professional people, and I had no idea they were going to react like that. No, and they did. And I still have people who still do not talk to me because of it. Some of the people have come back a little bit, you know, but some of them have not. You know, they still had nothing to do with me just because of that. And have known me for years, but just because of that, they had nothing to do with me.
The book is Elusive Encounters. Jacqueline Brown is the author and our guest on the program. Book recommended 18 and more because of the subject matter. Amazon.com, a great place to buy the book. And it's available basically wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What did you discover for yourself when writing your novels?
I discovered how much I really, really enjoyed this genre, despite what everyone said and despite what people might have treated me. But I learned that I cannot over listen to other people, and I can't let them distract me from something that I really like and I really enjoy. You know, so I also have a very favorite group. My favorite group of people are the ones who have judgment and opinions about my book and have never read it. That's my favorite group.
Well, boy, don't you find that happens so often? Somebody just hears something and right away they've got a take on it. They're, you know, they're against it, and it's, you don't even know what it is. I don't care. I'm against it. You know, it's like, okay, we're not going to have a real adult conversation here, are we, when they have that attitude?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they told me, you know, quite, you know, sincerely to my face, yeah, no. Well, do you know anything about my book? No. Have you read it? No. So I have a little speech that I made when people tell me that. So when people tell me that they don't approve of my book or what I have written, then I tell them very politely, you have to be polite, I say, well, does my book make you homeless? Does my book take food off your table? Does my book render you unemployed or affect your health? If you answer no to any of all of the questions, then as long as I don't do my writing on your front steps, then you really shouldn't even care.
Well thought out, and nail them with that. So I'd love to see their face as you're going through your response to that. Jacqueline Brown, author of Elusive Encounters, is our guest on the program. I understand he had an interesting anecdote, an email from a publisher. Can you share that with us?
Oh, sure. This was about a year ago. I received an email from a publisher, and he was doing a survey as to how to stock and how to order books for his for publication. So he was surveying published authors, and he just wrote a simple little email and said, tell me what you'd like to read. Since you're a romance author, tell me what you'd like to read. And he said, be specific. So I was. I told him that I like to read interracial romances with black women, white men. I like mature audiences with adult themes, adult language, and serious explicit love scenes. I like for my white male billionaire character to be a CEO, well-educated. I like for the black female to be well-educated and a professional woman. I like for the book to be set in New York City with lots of conflict, obstacles, and not all about race here. And awfully a happy ending. Definitely. So the publisher wrote me back, and he was very, very polite. About 10 minutes, he wrote me back, and he said, we don't have any books like that, so you're going to have to write some for me.
I love that and the response. And it's so fascinating, the response that you get from friends and, in this case, a publisher. But the book is doing well and getting excellent reviews. The book is Elusive Encounters by Jacqueline Brown. What do you hope people take away from reading this? It's a really good story well done. You start reading it. You don't want to put it down. You want to keep writing, keep reading. What do you hope the takeaway is from people reading Elusive Encounters?
I hope for my readers to take away a contemporary romantic novel, fantasy, lots of imagination, and reflect some real-life changes in relationships that are going on right now, even though everyone may not approve. But we can't always worry about what other people think or control who we love. And I love creating fantasies for people, and they have told me such. And I want to make people happy and realize how they can be happy in their relationships. So enjoy your own imagination.
Well, and you lead us into that with Elusive Encounters, book available at Amazon, as I say, and in all of the usual places. As I'm reading this and in your background in theater and film, I can see this. I can see this becoming a movie or a series. Any thoughts about doing a video presentation of Elusive Encounters?
I thought about that. There is a book trailer that's available on YouTube and Vimeo, but it's only like a minute.
Yes.
You know? But I thought about that, you know, getting a script, you know, and go ahead and doing that. Yeah, but it would start out maybe as a web series. I don't know. I don't think I could do a feature. I don't have that kind of patience. No, not even a series.
Well, yeah, something short and sweet and get out there and to let people enjoy it. So that's hopefully something that will happen in the future. And with so many different content providers out there now, you can do it just on YouTube. I mean, there are a lot of ways that you can go about doing that. Before we wrap up the conversation, I'm going to ask Jacqueline to read a page or two for the novel to give us a feel for this. What was it like, sort of the process in writing this, when you started out with all of your characters, the storyline? Did you have everything in your mind where this was going to go, or did it sort of develop as these characters became very real to you as you're telling their stories?
No, not really. I started out with the idea of this special kind of relationship. And from that, I managed to develop the characters, and I want likable characters that people are going to like. Not make them stereotypical, because that's an absolute no-no when you write this kind of genre, and if you do that. But I started out with the ideas and the plot, and I realized then, despite all the classes that I have taken about writing, that I can't always follow someone's advice, so I had to find my own method of doing this. And I usually start out with a scene that could be anywhere in the novel. I start the scene and I write the scene and put the characters in it, and then that's it. And then I can either go forward, how did that scene happen, or go backwards, how did that scene end? That's the only way that I can do this and keep it pretty much organized in my mind.
It's interesting the evolution of you as a writer, going from maybe something sort of that somebody sets up, this is the way, you know, the checklist you go through, to like you discovering, this is the way I work. If I'm going to tell the story, this is the way I'm able to develop the story. And the story is doing so well. Elusive Encounters by Jacqueline Brown, our guest on the program. Couple minutes left. Would you be so kind as to read a page or two from the novel that will give us a feel for Elusive Encounters?
Oh, sure. And the section I'm going to read is when my female character, Raina, meets Crane. He calls himself Crane, the billionaire. And they meet in a museum in New York City. And there's going to be an exhibit at the museum where they both attend, not together, but they both attend.
Right.
Now, what happens is that when she gets to the exhibit, she knows it's from a famous documentary filmmaker and writer, but she doesn't know that it was the guy that she met in the museum. And now she's really, really angry because he didn't tell her that. He didn't tell her anything, and she's really, really mad. So when I start to read, it's when the morning after the exhibit, she's still angry. She doesn't want to have anything to do with this guy. She hopes she never sees him again because she feels that he led her on. He lied to her. Why didn't you just tell me this and all this? So here's where I'm going to start. Raina was awake early in the next morning after sleeping a nightmare sleep. So why didn't this Crane just tell her he was billionaire CEO Barrington Crane Thornhill? And why was he calling himself Crane? He only did that because of his position of privilege and control, Raina thought. Probably not the first time he's done this to women. Lane was vaguely aware of her phone humming. She retrieved it and cursed at the screen. "Good morning, Mr. Thornfield," she greeted coolly. Crane spoke, his baritone voice smooth and professional. "I didn't get a chance to talk to you after the event, Miss Clifford. You left so quickly." "You didn't tell me you were Barrington Thornhill," Lane continued, getting right to the source of her mild agitation. Mr. Thornhill appeared unfazed by her mild irritation. His voice continued to be controlled and stoic. "I told you my name in all honesty," he replied. "And what exactly is your name?" Raina said. Mr. Thornhill cleared his throat and spoke again, in his voice formal and informal and purposeful. "Hello, this is Barrington Crane Ryden Thornhill calling to ask Miss Raina Clifford to coffee, if she will still speak with me." Raina coughed a little and dispelled her surprise at his words. She hesitated before speaking, choosing and picking her words with caution. "That's very nice of you, Mr. Thornhill, but no thank you. And I appreciate your asking, but I don't think that's a good idea." Raina could only imagine, as she spoke on the phone, of Mr. Thornhill in his room with palatial penthouse or in his impressive office downtown, wondering how she, an unimportant common person, would take it and turn down his invitation. "Please," Raina thought, rolling her eyes, "impressed with yourself, your royal wealthiness?"
I love that. And I think there's a career as an audiobook reader there too. So you at least have to turn it, before you do the movie, turn it into the audiobook as well. So well done. And boy, that I can't wait to see where the rest of the story is going to go. You've got the story there of emotions and secrets and passion. It's all in Elusive Encounters, described as an interracial erotic romance novel, subject matter for mature audiences. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. Are you working on something else? What are you working on right now?
Well, right now, people laugh at me when I tell them this. Right now, I'm working on two other novels at the same time.
Okay.
But that's the way that I operate. I have no idea how that happened, why I adopted that standard. I have no idea. But I always work on at least two novels at the same time.
Well, I love
so
that.
So I have one that I have written maybe 192 pages, and the other one maybe 96 pages.
Interesting. Hopefully we can talk about those. Do those fall in the same genre or are these different?
Both of them. Same genre.
Ah.
But different settings. Different settings, but yes.
Well, hopefully we can talk about those as well. And continued success in your writing. This book is Elusive Encounters. Jacqueline Brown, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to the Amazon page, information there, and order it there as well. Jacqueline, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing the story of Elusive Encounters. Good luck in the future, and hopefully we can do this again.
Thank you, Rick, for inviting me. I had a great time. It was so much fun.
It was fun having you with us on the program. And the book, again, is Elusive Encounters. Jacqueline Brown is the author. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.